It's 12:05. Hi there. I'm Mary Lynn with you. Weekdays, noon to 3.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
Still feeling pretty full. Still feeling, right. Yes. Happy Monday back after Thanksgiving. It's going to be a fun day. So glad to be with you. And it is Motivation Monday. We always want to chase away those Monday blues with Motivation Monday. And, you know, on top of it being Motivation Monday and Monday blues, I know a lot of folks are feeling the holiday blues. And so here to connect with us about that is Dr. Gail Fohn, PhD, licensed psychologist. And she's a licensed marriage and family therapist, has certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis. Taught at the University of Minnesota for many years. She's now in private practice. And you can find her online at www.perfectlypositive.com. Hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you and Diane?
Hey, we're doing just fine. Now let's you know, the holiday blues. There's many factors that bring it on. And, you know, yesterday we learned that our football coach lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people lose. I know of some friends today who've lost their jobs. It's just awful this time of year. And it seems like companies do let people go during the holidays, you know, before the end of the fiscal year. And they want to announce those changes. And, you know, I guess, Dr. Gail, from the perspective of the person who's lost their job and from the perspective of the person who knows somebody who's lost their job, how can you help ease the pain and chase away those holiday blues?
The first thing you do, as you very kindly have already done, is you acknowledge your caring to the person, that you understand that it may have been a shock or they may not have known it was coming, but that you're there for them, not only today, but, you know, for the extended amount of time that it takes.
Okay. And just offer help and just say if there's anything that I can do and check in on folks and see, you know, I mean, for Coach Zook, I mean, he's getting a pretty nice check, $2.6 million payout, but still, he doesn't get to go in today and prepare for a possible bowl game. He doesn't get to be with his players and do what he loves to do. For other people who don't get a big payout when they're fired, you know, it's just their whole world has been turned upside down.
You know, you're absolutely right. Whether we got the payout or not, there's always the emotional part of it. And if it was unexpected, sometimes we have feelings of shame and embarrassment and anger and kind of the whole gamut, you know, of when you lose something you love and you have to go through that grieving process.
And I mean, thankfully, you know, I've not lost a job this year. It's happened to me in the past. That's something that kind of goes with the radio trade, you know, and I remember feeling, I remember going home and I was so sad and I cried, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember just going to sleep and then you wake up and then it's like you can't escape it. You wake up and you suddenly, it all hits you and you feel like somebody punched you in the gut and it's just awful when you lose your job.
It's so important to reach out to loved ones and perhaps to colleagues, trusted colleagues, mm-hmm. and who you can share your feelings with, because being realistic is so important.
Okay.
Like you say, you think about it, you dream about it, you have a physical reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the trick is to not get frozen in time and dwell on it, because you can go forward. And remember, all those old adages have a lot of truth to them. For every door that closes, a better one can open.
It almost seems like if you say that when it's fresh and when it's a fresh wound, that's almost worse,
mm-hmm.
because I think when you're going through it, when you're just, you know, taking all of this information in, it's so hard because all you see is the dark tunnel. You don't see the light at the end of it. Is it good as a friend to remind people that there will be a light at the end of the tunnel, even though they feel they're in darkness right now?
You know, I always do, and I, like you say, I don't get into that positive cheerfulness and that positive thinking is going to cure everything, but I do let them know from my experience that it does get better, it will get better, and I'm with you for the long haul.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great advice because, you know, it's just, it's tough any time, but especially this time of year, it's even worse.
Well, and I can think of a couple of people in my circle of friends and family that have been without work now for years, mm-hmm. and it's almost like they're used to just getting that minimum check every month and making things work, and they've lost their incentive to find something new. And there's so many holiday jobs I feel like are out there, but I feel like I'm pushing them out the door, and if they don't want to go, they're not going to get the job.
You know, exactly. And just a few moments ago before we talked, I just told a friend that they could use my name for a reference for a seasonal job. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just minimum wage, you get out there, you're being sociable, you're contributing, and you never know where it may lead.
I think some people tend to feel embarrassed, mm-hmm. you know, especially if, you know, you've been fired from a job that you've held for years. Mm-hmm. You were in a management position, Coach Zook, for example, in a management mm-hmm. position, head coach of the Fighting Illini football team. And then to see him at the mall, which, you know, obviously that's not going to happen, but right. to see him at the mall.
At a kiosk,
you know,
or something.
Well, you might see him at the mall.
Wrapping a gift,
right.
doing seasonal work, I would think some people feel that that's humiliating because it's not what their job is. It's not their profession. How do you encourage people to get past that idea that people are going to, you know, oh my gosh, if somebody I know sees me,
right.
I'm going to be so embarrassed. How do I explain what I'm doing?
You know, it's all in the power of the mind. I'm trying something new. It's a transition. I'm making a contribution.
Okay.
And if it is that difficult, think about a volunteer work because sometimes that doesn't carry the stigma, you know, of needing a job.
Okay.
But for yourself, for your own spiritual and emotional health, get out during the holiday season and be contributing to all the joy that really is yours to grab.
Dr. Gail Thone is with us. She's a licensed psychologist and licensed marriage and family therapist, certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis. And you can find her at www.perfectlypositive.com. We're talking about chasing away and beating those holiday blues. And, okay, Dr. Gail, take a listen to this. Black Friday, I swear that the greed of some people is what puts me over the edge and can put me in a bah humbug mood in a second. But take a listen to this. This was at the store where the woman pepper sprayed a bunch of shoppers so she could get her hands on an Xbox. And here was the reaction from a gentleman who had a cell phone when that occurred.
So you can probably hear everybody coughing.
Yeah.
It's because they decided to pepper spray some people, which was a smart idea to do it in a big crowd, right? Because now everybody's choking on it.
So this woman wanted an Xbox so bad that she pepper sprayed and didn't care if she had kids, didn't care who she affected with this mace. And I don't understand why. How does this happen, Dr. Gail? Help me not lose my faith in the human race because an Xbox was more important to this woman than people.
Mary Lynn, I share your outrage and shock at such behavior. And obviously people who do these kinds of things are functioning outside the law of just civil obedience and humanity. But may I offer an alternative way to approach it?
Okay.
We have a lot of research to suggest that what we focus on, we attract into our very souls and bodies and minds. You've probably heard of the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we don't discount these horrific things or our wonderful soldiers and the sacrifices that they and their families are making abroad and here. That's part of our consciousness. But we try to attract goodness into our thoughts. And for every evil act, perhaps we can perform one loving act of kindness. And the law of attraction is extremely powerful. Let's try and bring in compassion and love and generosity and kindness, because that's what will help. help fill us during the holidays. If we look for these awful things, we'll find them in a minute.
Right. Well, and I mean, I'm not looking for it. I don't ask for it. I wonder where their humanity is. I mean, even there was in West Virginia, a gentleman, a 61-year-old gentleman has a heart attack, collapses onto the floor, and people just walked around him. I mean,
it is shocking.
I mean, I would never do anything like that. I have compassion. I care. I would do those things. I'm just wondering why there aren't more people who have that compassion. Who on earth could have a glaze over their eyes because they want to get some kind of a deal on a TV mm-hmm. and walk over the body of a man who's on the floor?
Right.
It is shocking. So what can we do? We can take these examples and learn from them and talk if we have children or other willing people to talk about how this is not how we want to behave.
Okay.
This is not the society we want to live in.
So that's really all we can do is all we can do. I mean, you can't not acknowledge it. These
right.
stories are out there, and there's no way to miss them. And it just, I guess, it just kind of shocks you that people could be so
heartless.
Yeah.
It is. One thing I've heard from people, and I have been motivated to do, is sometimes you write a random note of kindness or compassion to some one you don't even know, and you'll often hear people when they're being interviewed saying, I was very touched by, you know, these hundreds or thousands of acknowledgments from people that don't even know us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way we can take our power back and not feel hopeless and powerless, because these types of behaviors, unfortunately, are going on every day.
Right.
But we can always light a candle in the dark and maybe do 10 random acts of kindness.
Okay. So instead of focusing on the anger and the outrage, just realize that there's a lot more good people in the world than bad people, and just focus on the good.
And you could send a note to this person's family in care of the reporter. You know, you can actually do some things that help you feel better about that incident, or, as you know, send notes or gifts to soldiers in many organizations. We can take back our power from the evil acts by doing good acts.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
And for me, I reach out to the local nursing homes here, because I know a lot of people don't get visits from relatives around this time of year. And that's real heartwarming to see an elderly person just light up because they've got a handwritten note or some kind
of
picture from my kids or something like that.
Aww. There you go. That's an excellent idea of a voluntary act of kindness.
I know. I'll tell you what. If anybody's got a good heart, Diane Ducey has 10 of, like 100 of them, I swear. All right. Take a quick break. When we come back, more on Beating the Holiday Blues with Dr. Gail Thone. Find her at perfectlypositive.com, 1222 on Connect FM. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there, 1225. I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And we have Dr. Gail Thone with us today. Dr. Gail's PhD, licensed psychologist, licensed marriage and family therapist, among many other things. And she does hypnosis and also has some motivational CDs of her own that you can find at www.perfectlypositive.com. And we've had Gail on in the past, Dr. Gail on, to talk about, you know, getting that intimate relationship that you want, how to move on after job loss, releasing stress in your life, things like that. And you can find her CDs on her website. And Dr. Gail, we've been talking about beating the holiday blues. And we talked about some of the main ones. You lose a job. Bad behavior of people trying to get a deal and not caring about people. But there are, you know, just regular everyday things that can give us the holiday blues, too. And so we wanted to talk about some of those and what you can do to make sure that that you don't let them bring you down. One thing is to be realistic. I'm already getting a bunch of invites to parties and I mean, the holidays, you know, you want to make the Christmas cookies, you got to get the Christmas cards out, you got to get the decorations up, you got to get the presents bought and wrapped. I mean, it's an overload of things to do.
But this year we're wiser, right?
Yeah, sure.
This year we're going to be more realistic.
Okay.
You know, we psychologists always say set boundaries.
Right.
And this is probably a great time to do that early on in a loving, kind way, to really think, this is the amount of time I have for these activities or this expenditure or the things that demand our time and energy, and set your boundaries and stick to them.
Okay, and that's really hard to do. Any tips for that? Because I think a lot of people think, okay, I'm going to set boundaries. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do it. And then you start feeling pressure, and then you'll break your boundaries.
Mm-hmm. What? So I always find writing things down, taking a pen and paper, and really making a list of the invitations I have, the possible extra time I have, and then reading it and looking at it. And some people actually go into prayer about it or meditation or have one or two liner response rehearsed. I love you. I care about you. You know, I want to be with you, but I have a conflict. You don't really have to go into anything more. You do have a conflict. It's okay. Between your mental health and their activity. So it's the truth.
I liked how you said that, because it's very important that we... It's so hard to put yourself first, and especially when the holidays come along. So I think that's important that we actually make ourselves a priority.
And, you know, we have to think about the people, too, Mary Lynn, that are not in our business or well-connected with family and friends, and how lonely it is for them at the other end of the spectrum. No invitations, not enough activity. And so if that's where we are, we need to be proactive. And again, there's so much need for volunteer help.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to be alone and lonely.
That's, you know, and that's an interesting point, too, about being alone and lonely. It seems amplified around the holidays if you're alone, if you've gone through a breakup, if you don't have that special someone in your life yet. What advice do you have for folks who are going through that right now? And, you know, it really does. It kind of takes the joy and the fun out of the holidays because you don't have that special someone to share it with.
No, that's really something about our culture that sometimes we forget the special someone doesn't have to be in an intimate relationship. You can reframe that if that special person is not in your life. You can think about perhaps an older person who would just welcome a phone call, or a small child, or a neighbor. In other words, taking back your power and redefining what it means to have special people in your life. Mm. It's not only blood relatives.
That's a good point. Or an intimate relationship. And you said this a couple of times today, taking back your power, redefining. Those kinds of things are very important. I you're so good at this.
But only because people have been so great about sharing with me. You know, nothing usually that we're talking about is original. There have been so many people who have led the way for us about working with what you have, and not fretting about what you don't have.
Mm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
We always say help others. For some people, not everyone, stopping by a place of worship, even if you don't partake in a regular service, can be very helpful. And I like to broaden that. I'm not talking about only a church or a synagogue or a mosque, but sometimes it's just nature.
Mm-hmm.
And just taking those few minutes to sit quietly and maybe think about those people you have loved and will love in the future can be very comforting during the holidays.
I'll tell you, you know, during the holidays, it is amplified. What I have, what I don't have. Oh, I wish I could go out and buy this, you know, for my husband, but I just don't have the money. Mm-hmm. Or I think a lot of people will dwell on what they don't have mm-hmm. and what they wish they could have. You see the TV, you see the TV ads and the perfect looking families right. and the perfect people. And you go, oh my gosh, why can't I be like that? And I'll tell you, I watched 60 Minutes last night. I don't know if you caught this, but they mm-hmm. were talking about the homeless kids in America.
Yes.
And they were focusing shocking. On the kids in Central Florida,
mm-hmm.
and there were those two kids in particular that were living in a truck with their dad.
Yeah.
And this girl who, what was she, 15, maybe younger than that? And yep. how grateful she was for what little she had.
Mm-hmm.
How
very wise beyond her years, and, yeah. and also suggesting even a simple creative gift. It doesn't have to have money. I think she said, don't argue with your parents mm-hmm. as a teenager
yeah.
and all that. Simple thing of being into gratitude.
Yes. Yeah. It just when I mean, first of all, it's sad to know. I mean, we've had Lynn Jones from United Way mm-hmm. here telling us just how many kids
yeah.
we have homeless here in Champaign County alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But these kids living in cars and just they're so grateful for the smallest things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I immediately felt bad about some of my complaints.
Yeah.
But I don't feel bad because it's human nature. We always want more. We're always striving for more. But I'll tell you what, I will never forget that girl from the show last night. And I will never forget what she said. And, the reporter said, do you feel embarrassed? She's like, what's there to be embarrassed about?
Mm-hmm.
It's just life. You got to do what you got to do. And I thought, my God, this girl is so wise and so amazing. And I prayed for her and her brother
mm-hmm.
and is that they'll find a home. But, wow. You know, she let definitely impacted me. And she's just a 15-year-old girl
mm-hmm.
who has to wash up for school in a gas station bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, think of her gift to you. Just think of that wonderful gift probably to millions of us who
yeah.
saw that show. And mm-hmm. it was replayed this morning, too.
Yeah.
What a gift she's given us all. Why? Because our hearts are open and we're not, focusing on the negative every minute.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearts were open and how blessed are we to receive that message from her.
Wow. Yeah. Just incredible. Somebody's going to find those guys, don't you think, Dr. Gale,
yes.
and help them out? I mean, those two kids were just models of what's good and what's right. But also their situation, a model of what's wrong.
Yeah.
And what people need to do to help.
Well, and to think that they were just a mouthpiece for thousands of other families
right.
in the same situation.
In the same boat.
Right. The family before them was equally as powerful
right.
with the
yes.
father sitting outside the car all night, standing guard.
Yeah. And the tears in his eyes because he couldn't find work. But now he's got work and he's so happy for it. And the family is doing better
mm-hmm.
and working towards having a home again. So,
okay.
Well,
just incredible
for you,
stuff.
Using your show today to talk about this is one way of honoring everyone's journey. We talk and share with others, and perhaps this conversation will motivate people to reach out during the holiday season.
And to be thankful for what they do have
mm-hmm.
and not dwell on what they don't. So
absolutely.
Well, Dr.
And maybe the biggest thing that I heard from last night, too, was the power of love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Very
yeah.
important. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. I love talking with you, Dr. Gale, and we look forward to having you back, especially around the new year, because I know one of the CDs that you have is about, stop smoking now, lose weight now, and, of course, those all fall into the category of resolutions. So maybe we'll have some perfectly positive ideas to reach those goals this
uh-huh.
year. So will you come back and help us out with those?
Absolutely. This reminds me to walk the walk, too.
All right, great.
Well, happy holidays to all of
you.
You too. And you can find Dr. Gail at www.perfectlypositive.com. It's 1237 at 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.